to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This was not a prank. This was hazing. And it was mean. There's no doubt about it. And I don't have any real doubt about the basic truth of the story. The problem with the story dating from high school was that it was the utter failure of the Post to connect it to anything other else in Romney's life or career. If this could have been were a story that said, then this is where you get the first example of the mean streak that Romney has shown, or the tendency to take advantage of people who are in a weaker position, there was nothing. This thing, at almost book length, with an enormous splash on the front page, was all about this one incident, unconnected, indeed, I would say even disconnected from anything else we know about Romney. So the point is, I think it was much ado about not very much.
I think it was mean-spirited. What do you think? Everybody, but a lot of people are talking about the Washington Post story that makes Mitt Romney out to be a bully when he was in his high school days. I think it's not more than much to do about nothing. It is not relevant to much of anything except the complete state of fear that the Post and others are in, because the polls show that Mitt Romney is ahead by a substantial margin, 7, 8, 9 points, depending on the poll. And so now anything and everything that can be done, throw the kitchen sink at Romney. 6 months to go, though, so lots can happen in the presidential race. That's how we get started. The weekend overview of talk radio and talk television is where Monday morning leads us. It's Monday the 14th of May, and we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown with a host named Daryl Parks, who talked about the Mitt Romney bullying incident on his radio program.
We go back to Mitt Romney, who it appeared was a bully to some guy in his boarding school. I don't picture Mitt Romney as an individual that would be comfortable with a street gang, with the Crips or the Bloods. I'm not saying the guy's not a leader. Obviously, he was a CEO of companies, leaders of with the Olympic Committee in Salt Lake City and all that. I mean, obviously he's a leader. Obviously, he understands that part, but as a bully and as a gang member, as it's being characterized, not so much. And then let's go back to the 1960s, way before my time. But did the word gay mean gay or homosexual at that point? The answer to that is no. Chances are this guy, who got his hair cut, a John Lauber, who has since passed away, chances are he had blonde hair, long hair, hair down across his eyes, and in 1965, what were you considered? Well, first of all, you were considered nonconformist in 1965, right? But that was the early days of being a hippie. The guy was a hippie. And hippies in high school, boarding schools, certain colleges, hippies were picked on. That's it. They were picked on.
Hippies, bullies, all those terms. What do they really mean to you? 800-510-8255. If you're new to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, this is an overview. We study, listen to, and try to come up with where the threads are. And usually every week we come up with 10 of those for our weekend program and try to touch all 10 of them as we scope out the week. And certainly the presidential race will be number one for the most part through the course of the summertime. And this comment, or all of these comments that are coming from various places about Mitt Romney's high school days, lead into question, once again, the objectivity of the Washington Post, the same as Fox News. They aren't fair. They aren't balanced. It's not news. I suppose it is in a sense, because people are talking about it. And we overview News Talk Radio. 800-510-8255 reaches us with your comments about the issues that we have front and center. And then there are other ways. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to the listen box at DougStephan.com. Heck, you can send me email, Doug@DougStephan.com. So we'll follow this thread for a while and see how much of it we can pick up and other things that we can pick up from the Sunday morning news programs on television. Coming up to 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. Our focus on the Sunday morning programs and comments made by politicians and those who would or wouldn't support them. Betty White has revealed her presidential preference. She says she usually keeps her political views private, but in the presidential election this year, she strongly favors one candidate. Did you hear who that candidate was? And does it affect your feelings about Betty White, knowing who it is that she's supporting? Pretty interesting. Here's another interesting clip from radio host Esme Murphy, who talked to political analyst Dave Schultz about whether the bullying incident that we're talking about, the incident in, back to boarding school days for Mr. Romney, is likely to impact his campaign one way or the other.
A bizarre story about what happened during Mitt Romney's boarding school, prep school years, many years ago when he was 18 years old, in which, by all accounts, and they've got four sources on that, he's really not disputing this, although he says he doesn't remember, is that he apparently led a group of teenagers. He was 18 at the time. They grabbed a young man who apparently had dyed his hair blonde during the spring break, and they held him down, pinned him down, and Mitt Romney was the one to cut his hair. A very kind of graphic image, one of, I think you almost have to consider it an assault by any description. And Romney apologizes But at the same time, he says he doesn't remember that. I think this is a problem. I mean, I really do. We had a bullying expert early on who said that this doesn't really count as bullying because it's not a repetitive issue. I mean, and there's no evidence that this occurred more than once. But it's a disturbing image. And I think it's one that, I guess my biggest problem with it is he's saying he doesn't remember it.
Well,
and yet he's apologizing for it. And I'm sorry, I cannot reconcile.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things with this story. One is that it's a disturbing story, there's no question about it. It's also interesting how this has surfaced and the Obama campaign will be using it to their advantage. But where I'm also bothered by the story is in a different score, too, is that it is also something that is, what, arguably, what, 30 or what, 40 years old or something like that in terms of a story. And I'm always hesitant in American politics when we say that somebody did something 40 years ago and that now becomes used against them, you know, in the present. And clearly, I don't know about you, I can speak to myself, I did things when I was a teenager of which I am not proud of now. But but the mark of maturity is to say that you've grown from them and you've learned from them. And I'm certainly hoping that we don't judge any politician, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, or any of them, by things that they did 30 or 40 years ago without conceding the fact that hopefully they've grown from them. And so on one level, I also consider this kind of, I guess what I'm saying is, I consider this kind of unfair in the sense that we're holding Romney accountable for something he did back then.
But he's not remembering it.
Not remembering it. That's right.
And so, that's the problem. I would agree with you 100%. It's just this issue of not remembering.
Yeah.
I find that, and at the same time, seemingly apologizing for it.
Yeah, I mean, something that dramatic, I think you'd remember. I mean, I clearly think you'd remember something like that, you know. But then saying that, I don't remember, but I apologize for it. I mean, this, I don't want to quite say this is the John Kerry I voted for before I voted against it kind of thing, you know. But it's got a little bit of that smack of appeal there that, you know, that you're trying to have it both ways, and you really can't.
All right, 800-510-8255. Are you thinking it's okay to blast all of this stuff? Who is it that feels that we're all perfect? And is the issue his not remembering the incident? How many of you remember everything that mellow, dramatic? Is it an assault, as those people suggested? We're talking about the incident from Mitt Romney's high school days, in which somebody who dyed his hair was held down and Mitt Romney cut it. Was that just a prank? I don't know. I frankly am a little surprised at all of the hoopla about it. Are you? 800-510-8255. Betty White and endorsements. Does it make a difference who it is that's endorsing a candidate? Betty White is everywhere. Saw a clip of her on the Tonight Show recently with Jay Leno. Pretty funny. She's in an ad for I think it's The Voice. She's in an ad for that. So anyway, she usually keeps her views to herself. As she prepares to visit the Smithsonian Institution, Nashville Zoo next week, she told the Associated Press she very, very, very much favors President Barack Obama in the election. She is 90 years old. Most people are very, just really interested in her, what she's all about. She said she's very bipartisan, stayed away from politics all of her life. She usually never says who she's for or against because she doesn't want to turn off any of her fans. She says in this year's election, she likes what Obama has done and how he represents us. Her comments come after Hollywood turned out at George Clooney's house to raise $15 million for him, a record in a single fundraiser. So how does that affect you? I asked that question a little before. I wanted to give you a little time to think about it. 800-510-8255. Politics front and center on the countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we're exploring politics, politicians, the presidential race, and who will be vice president. Here from Fox News, Shannon Bream talked to Senator John Thune of South Dakota about maybe being Mitt Romney's running mate.
Well, you did endorse him very early on back in November before there was a single primary vote cast. And here's what one political expert says about you. He's got solid, unquestionable conservative credentials where Romney is perceived by many conservatives as not conservative enough. It's a good move for Romney to have Thune on his side, so they balance each other out pretty well. Would they also make a good ticket, Senator?
Well, look, you know, the now that Governor Romney is the nominee, going to be the nominee of our party, he and his team have put in place a process whereby they will look at various people. I have high level of confidence. I've seen him and his organization. He puts really good people around him. They'll have a number of good people to choose from. What I have said, and I mean this sincerely, is I respect that process, but I want to work with the President, Shannon, who is serious about solving this country's problems and getting us back on the right track. We can't stay on the track that we're on right now, or we are headed toward Europe. And that's why we need a new president, and I hope that we can get a majority in the Senate to work with him to really focus on solving these problems. I hope to be a partner with a President Romney and his administration in the United States Senate to get serious about putting this country back on track, both toward growing the economy and creating jobs, but getting spending and debt under control.
If he called and said you were the one who could make that happen by being the number two, would you say yes or no?
Well, look, I don't think you ever, you never rule out opportunities or options when you're involved in public life and you say you want to make a difference. If you're serious about that, obviously, you don't foreclose options. But in my view, I have a job to do in the United States Senate. I like what I'm doing. I think I can make a difference there. And I think working with a Republican president that we can do some really good things for this country. And so that's my job. That's a job I have. I don't aspire to do anything else. Obviously, the Romney team, his campaign team, are going to very carefully vet some folks that they're looking at. We've got a lot of good options out there, and I just hope to be able to contribute in some way to the success of this ticket this fall, not only for the presidency, but as I said, in the United States Senate, where I think a lot of the battles are going to be fought in the years ahead if we can get some new leadership in this country that will lean into these problems and not run away from them and try to distract by talking about all kinds of issues that really have nothing to do with what's really ailing this country and what needs to be fixed if we're going to create a brighter future for our children and grandchildren.
John Thune, the senator from South Dakota. From CBS on Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to analyst Bay Buchanan and Anita Dunn about the two sides and accusations – about women's issues.
Both sides are accusing the other in this campaign of waging a war on women, which I expect is a little overdrawn, but this is an election year, so that's the sort of rhetoric we talk about on election days and election campaigns. Are women being taken for granted this time around, Babe Buchanan? Is there a war being waged by one side or the other? You, of course, are Republican. Everybody knows that.
Of course, conservative Republican. The idea that there's a war on women coming from our side certainly is completely manufactured. I mean, no one in their right mind would go after women. And I found it very, very unfortunate, Bob, that there was an attack on, for instance, Ann Romney because she was an at-home mom. I find that the last thing we need to do is divide moms into categories, you know, at home or working, single or married, because women, moms, have so much in common, and we support one another and can help one another and be there. And it's no place to be dividing any mom. So I thought that was enormously unfortunate.
Anita?
You know, I think the reason that you see such a substantial gender gap in the polls, Bob, is because actually there are two good reasons: President Obama's record and Mitt Romney's policies. So I think if you look at the Obama record in terms of women, it is really groundbreaking. He took office, he set up a council on women and children so that he could look at how the federal government's policies affect women, something that had never been done before.
All right. So perhaps enough on that, or you want a little bit more? The gay marriage issue is coming up in the next half hour of the countdown, so stick around for that. 28 past the hour.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it.
You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Now, 33 after the hour, as we continue another half hour of overviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio, because it seems to somehow set the tone for conversation on lots of these talk radio stations around the country, what is in the news, and the discussion of the two candidates running for the presidency, hot stuff. Here's host Warren Pierce on his radio program talking to automobile analyst Bruce Belzowski about Mitt Romney's comments. He said, if you haven't heard this, that he deserved credit for saving the auto industry.
This isn't the first time that Mitt Romney is trying to take credit for that auto bailout that occurred a couple of years or so ago, is it, Bruce?
I think that it's something that he's been trying to backpedal on for quite a while.
What is it that he is talking about? Because he continued, and I'm not a bankruptcy expert or anything, but Romney said he pushed the idea of a managed bankruptcy and said his idea eventually was adopted. And quoting him, I'll take a lot of credit for the fact that this industry has come back. A managed bankruptcy, isn't that the one that allows, what, companies, public companies, to come in and lend them money, lend the auto industry money, versus the U.S. government doing that?
Yes, absolutely. Like yourself, I'm not a bankruptcy expert either. But my understanding of it is just that, private money would be available, which during the throes of the recession, right in the middle of the recession, it was not available. It's one thing to say that this is what the way it should be done, but that money was just not available. These are companies that were burning through $1 billion a month. So it was, as I said in a recent past, I think he's being a bit disingenuous here.
How is Mitt Romney going to get around a statement that he made in the New York Times? It was an op-ed piece, and I'm sure as assistant research scientist at the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute there in Ann Arbor, Bruce Beslowski, you've seen this too, quoting him, if General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler get the bailout that their chief executives asked for, you can kiss the American automobile industry goodbye. It won't go overnight, but its demise will be virtually guaranteed. op-ed piece in the Detroit News, February 14, 2012. This was crony capitalism on a grand scale. The president tells us that without his intervention, things in Detroit would be worse. I believe that without his intervention, things would be better. How does he get around those statements? Because they're false.
Well, I don't think he will get around them. I think that's part of the problem he has. And this applies to other things that he said, especially during the primaries. I mean, we heard some outrageous things, statements made by so many candidates throughout the primaries that he becomes lumped in with them. I don't think that the campaigns are going to allow him to forget about those things.
Outrageous things said and done by candidates. Wowie zowie. You'd never expect that to happen in a presidential year, right? 800-510-8255. The solar thing has gotten more interesting. How many of you have heard this discussion? The various companies, you know, the current administration very interested in green. So they've thrown a lot of your tax money at various projects. Here's a company called the Tonopah Solar Company in Nevada, Harry Reid State. Got $737 million in loans from the Department of Energy during this administration. The project produces 110-megawatt power system for 45 permanent employees. So let's see here. That's $16 million a job. $16 million tax money. The loan, however, will be good as long as they're good. We know the story of the last company that put forth a request for help, got $500 million, and then went bankrupt. So you see this sort of thing happening. He's trying to build up his base, you know that. And here's another sort of syndrome of politicians at this time of year, in this kind of a year of political mayhem, singling out local officials in the audience. Mitt Romney's been doing it. President Obama is doing it. Somehow these folks always seem to be extraordinary, like the above-average children of Lake Wobegon, remember? On Prairie Home Companion. President Obama has praised, he was in New England, went to Vermont, praised Governor Peter Schuman there as one of the best governors in the country. Senators Leahy and Saunders as outstanding senators. The mayor-elect of Burlington, Vermont, is outstanding mayor-elect. Former Maine Senator George Mitchell, one of the true statesmen in the history of American politics. Maine Representative Shelley Pingree, outstanding small business administrator. Karen Mills, one of the best SBA administrators of all time. Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman, Atlanta Mayor Kazim Reed, outstanding. Representative John Lewis of Georgia, one of the finest men I know. Georgia Rep Sanford Bishop David Scott, Hank Johnson, outstanding. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, one of the finest attorney generals in the country. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, one of my dearest friends. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, one of the finest members of the Senate. Former Governor Tim Kaine, one of the finest men I know. Virginia Representative Jim Moran, outstanding congressman. And by the way, Mitt Romney, who's a Michigan native, tried some of this campaigning when he was there for the primary, references to people and things that are there. It's just interesting to see how these things get put forth and how they are analyzed by the yakkers, the talking heads on both MSNBC and Fox and right-wing and left-wing radio programs. It's just pretty interesting. All right, let's move on to gay marriage and the discussion of that, the president's announcement that he supports gay marriage and the fallout and the focus on that. It'll be up next year on the Monday Talk Radio Review.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center.
Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. All quantities last.
This is the Monday Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, the issue is gay marriage that has found its way to a lot of conversations over the weekend. I'm thinking about how this plays sort of in what we call mid-America. The discussion, is it different there than it is in the cities, the East Coast, the West Coast? The president's declaration in support of gay marriage last week, undoubtedly a milestone in American politics and culture, 6 months from an election that will decide whether the president keeps his job, a question hovers over the moment. Was it a game changer? 800-510-8255. If you're in a state that is going one way or another, does this change it for you? A lot of gay people discussing this, a lot of straight people discussing it. Sort of reminds me when we get into this don't ask, don't tell discussion back in the Clinton era, and we've had it since then, a lot of marches, there were big marches in the District of Columbia, activists taking the predictable positions. A lot of gay couples have married in California in this last month or so. For some reason, I'm not sure why. But anyway, if you think this is an important issue, then you sound off at 800-510-8255. Yesterday on CNN, their Sunday morning program, Candy Crowley talked to Senator Dick Durbin and Senator John Cornyn about the announcement that President Obama made supporting gay marriage.
Do you worry, though, that the president could lose some states, North Carolina and Missouri, some of those where the evangelical vote is very strong because of his same-sex position?
I can just tell you, I don't think it was a political calculation by the president. I think it was a matter of conscience. He talked it over with his wife and his children, And I know I've talked to him over the years. It's a difficult issue, a real challenging issue. But I think the president came down on the right side. This morning I took a look at Loving versus Virginia, which I'm sure Senator Cornyn remembers, the 1967 Supreme Court decision that said that the Virginia law banning interracial marriages was a violation of the equality under the laws and due process. And I think it comes down to the same basic principle, whether we're going to have marriage equality in this country.
But do you think that it could hurt the president politically in some of these swing states, is the question?
Well, I don't think he's going to lose votes that he otherwise hadn't lost.
Okay.
I'm not sure the evangelicals were going to lean toward President Obama anyway.
Senator Cornyn, is this something that you think Mitt Romney ought to bring up frequently? Is this an issue that you think is a winning issue for Republicans?
Candy, President Obama brought this issue up because he wants to... He can't run on his record, let's put it that way. And so he's trying to raise divisive issues up to solidify his base and to divide the country. And that isn't what we should be focusing on now. We should be focusing on jobs and the economy. We have two looming things that are going to happen in December and January, and the president is AWOL on both the huge, largest tax increase in American history that will occur when about 130 different tax provisions expire on December the 31st, and a sequestration in January, which will be $500 billion in what Secretary Panetta, his own Secretary of Defense, said would be a disastrous cuts to the military. Where is the president? Well, he's raising issues that aren't going to be resolved between now and then, and an attempt to try to distract the country from his record.
So that's a no. You don't think this ought to be a focal point for Mitt Romney to campaign on, his opposition to gay marriage?
I think we ought to talk about what the American people want, and that is jobs and get the economy on track. They want to know what the president's plan is once the Supreme Court strikes down his the so-called Affordable Care Act, which we find out is the Unaffordable Care Act. But when the Supreme Court rules in June, what's the president's plan? What's his plan B?
800-510-8255. President Obama lays down the gauntlet on marriage equality. From NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to the chairman of the Republican National Committee about his party's position on that issue.
I think the fight for gay marriage is a civil rights struggle.
I don't think it's a matter of civil rights. I think it's just a matter of whether or not we're going to adhere to something that's been historical and religious and legal in this country for many, many years. I mean, marriage has to have a definition, and we just happen to believe it's between a man and a woman.
But those people who do think it's a civil right would say all those things you just said could have been said about Jim Crow laws,
well,
except the religious
thing. I think there's a big difference between people that have been murdered and everything else that has come with Jim Crow than marriage between a man and a man and a woman and a woman. Here's what we agree on, is that people in this country, no matter straight or gay, deserve dignity and respect. However, that doesn't mean it carries on to marriage. And I think that most Americans agree that in this country, as a legal and historical and religious union, marriage has to have the definition of one man and one woman.
But do you believe that gays and lesbians in America deserve equal rights?
I think they deserve equal rights in regard to, say, discrimination in the workplace, issues such as Mitt Romney has pointed out numerous times, hospital visitations. I mean, I think that for the sake of dignity and respect, sure. But if you're defining marriage as a civil right, then no, I don't believe that people who are same-sex should be able to be married under our laws.
I want to ask you one more on this. This past week, and I'll just read it here, you said, as you just said here, you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. We, you mean the Republicans, ultimately believe that you can't federalize that kind of mandate. And yet the standard-bearer of the party, Governor Romney, wants to do just that. He does want to federalize it. He supports a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage.
Well, first of all, I agree with the governor. And maybe
how can you?
Because I know exactly what energy that was. Perhaps it was inartful, but here was the point. At the time, we were debating President Obama's incredible evolution of mind on this issue. As if, you know, the American people are sitting around as the hourglass is being turned, and we can wait for President Obama to evolve over his opinions on this particular issue. My point is, as we sit here today, under today's law, we don't have a marriage amendment, but under today's law, President Obama's decision in front of Robin Roberts isn't going to change anything. The fact of the matter is, we have DOMA, we don't have an amendment, and states across America are making this decision. And states across America
agree
with me. But the
issue is, you said don't federalize it. The nominee of the party says federalize it, a constitutional ban.
Is that
what the party believes?
Of course.
And for
the
record, it should be part of the platform.
It is part of the platform.
Yep.
And for the record, we do agree with a marriage amendment, and we do agree with DOMA.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing at 53 past the hour, the discussion of gay marriage. President Obama announcing support for marriage equality just after the North Carolina vote, which you may remember approved an amendment that encoded homophobic bigotry into the state constitution. So that's how some are looking at it. Is that what you call it? Interesting. The Democrats keep saying they're for all this stuff. I remember Dick Cheney. Remember Dick Cheney coming out in support of marriage equality in 2009? His daughter is gay, and does it make a difference? 800-510-8255. Does all this make a difference? From the Sunday morning ABC News program this week, Mary Madeline, George Stephanopoulos, Hillary Rosen. Ah, Hillary Rosen. She didn't go away after all. Discussed with Ralph Reed and Elliot Spitzer the gay marriage campaign issue.
I don't think that, I may or may not have been purposeful, but the voters don't want to talk about it. They don't want to have discussion on this. People for whom this is a determinative issue are already aligned. But voters who are going to be the determinant in the outcome of this election don't want to be distracted. They may have an opinion on this, but it's not in their top three. It's not close to their top three. And what they care about is what Congressman Blackburn was talking about, the state of the economy, jobs, the debt, the deficit, overreach of government, the cost of overreach of government.
But Hillary, there was a huge reaction, of course, in the gay and lesbian communities. We've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah, although I agree with Mary on in terms of what people are really thinking about going forward, but I don't think we should let the moment pass. I don't think the week has let the moment pass without talking about how significant this is. And, you know, when I think about it personally, I came out at 17. The idea that a president of the United States would ever say that I could have that kind of a relationship when all I was trying to do was figure out how, you know, just to sort of walk down the street without worrying about it. And I think that kind of clarity, that kind of leadership, it was a politically risky move for the president to take. The fact that he did it, I think, is really admirable.
You say politically risky. Does that mean you think it could cost him in November?
Well, I think it. Whenever you say something that has sort of a lot of passion on both sides, then, you know, you're taking a political risk. And I think that the president knew that, but it didn't matter. Because even an election year, some things are not about politics.
Although he probably wanted to wait a little bit longer at best before he came out with that. And Ralph, I was struck. You talk about passion. There was a lot of passion at Liberty University yesterday. Sure. When Mitt Romney expressed his position.
Yeah, I think it's really two separate questions, George. I mean, one is, what's on the front of the minds of the voters with 5.5 months, 6 months to go? And I think it really begs the question, not only of how the Obama administration handled it, but when you've got 20 million people either out of work or they're working part-time because they can't find a full-time job, unemployment's been over 8% for 39 months. For 32 of those months, it was over 9%. That's the longest stretch of chronic, endemic unemployment since the Great Depression. Why do you, as leader of the free world, look like this is where your focus is? So that's the first question. But then the second question, or I think the dispositive question, is where are the voters when they go to the polls? And if you look at Ohio, the marriage amendment passed by 62%, more than it did in North Carolina. Florida, swing state, 62%, more than North Carolina. Virginia, 57%. This president is going to be on the ballot in hard-fought swing states, and he's going to be out of touch and out of sync with those voters.
For first, I mean, look, those are fair points, but I think wrong, and here's why. The fact is, civil rights and the discussion rights does not stop merely because we have economic issues to think about as well. Of course, economics will dictate, at the end of the day, November's outcome. But the notion that we would stall on civil rights issues that are of enormous magnitude in how we define ourselves as a society is wrong.
All right, let's tune in to Terry Gilbert talking about Joe Biden's role in making this an issue.
Many, many people that generally, I think, are pretty plugged in to the political scene, certainly in Washington and from afar, like a state like Arizona, would write this past week about how he got on the Sunday talk shows and, you know, did a kind of a big gaffe on marriage and embarrassed his boss, and, oh, you shouldn't have done that, but, oh, Joe, that's Joe, right? You know what? For me, it wasn't a Joe gaffe. Although if I say a Joe Biden gaffe, you know what I'm talking about, you know, foot in mouth and all of that. Okay, it really wasn't your typical gaffe. I think he was a plant on the Sunday shows on this topic. I mean, it doesn't mean he doesn't have his gaffes, but he's a plant on this topic to tee up what Team Obama needed to have teed up. And that is its stance now, which we know, because the president has evolved. You see, he's so progressive, he continues to evolve. How else are they going to frame it, right?
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday. I'm Doug.